does God ask? The prophet Micah asks us. Not show religion, not talking the talk, not dead doctrines. What God asks is simple and plain. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. Walk the walk that does justice, the work of justice. Walk the walk that loves with kindness. Walk the walk that is humble in faith with God. This passage from Micah is a clear statement of the church's mission and would be an excellent, simple mission statement for any congregation. And also a personal mission statement for those seeking to be disciples of Jesus, seeking to walk in his way of love. When a local church looks at its programs and the way it spends its money and how we live together in faith, are we spending our money in ways that enable us to work for justice? Are we engaging in love in ways that show kindness, love toward one another, love toward our neighbors, love even toward the enemy? Are we open to humbly walking with God, even as we need to make the path as we walk? We have contemporary guides. By doing justice, we seek to build the beloved community that Dr. King pointed toward and died for. By loving kindness, we seek to create a faith community that embraces what Reverend Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, gives to us. And by walking humbly with God, we join with the likes of Dorothy Day of the Catholic Worker and understand that this is done little by little. Dr. King outlined 6 principles of nonviolence, and these are to be woven together as an integrated whole. To practice one is to practice all of them. To practice all is to practice each. Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people, is the first principle. The beloved community is the framework for the future, second. Attacked forces of evil, not people doing evil, third. Fourth, accept suffering for the sake of the cause to achieve the good. Fifth, avoid internal violence of the spirit as well as external physical violence. And sixth and finally, the universe is on the side of justice. King's first principle of nonviolence is about courage. The work of justice is hard, and sometimes it can be scary. It cannot be done half-heartedly. It cannot be done with an attitude of cowardice. It requires facing our fears and doing justice anyway. It calls us to cast off fear. And so one aspect of all nonviolence training programs addresses this element of fear that is real and will be faced, and to have the courage to move forward. The second principle of nonviolence, the beloved community, highlights that nonviolence does not just say no to injustice. It says yes to a better way to live as decent human beings in community together. Nonviolence is both the no of resistance and the yes of constructive action that builds beloved community. The third principle of nonviolence focuses on how we resist, how we say no. The focus is on the structural dynamics of injustice and domination. These are to be disrupted. The people, however, that are enacting that domination and that injustice, they are not to be attacked. They are to be embraced. There is a understanding of nonviolence as having two hands. And with this hand, I say no to that that you are doing that's harming others. But with this hand, I reach out to you to embrace you and invite you to join. The fourth nonviolence principle acknowledges that the work of justice will be costly. It is a costly discipleship, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it, not a cheap grace. We will suffer for the cause of justice and love. That must be acknowledged and faced. But this is a voluntary suffering. That is, it's very different from the involuntary suffering of people who are oppressed. Oppressive systems force people into suffering. That is to be challenged. But in the process of doing that challenging, we take on the possibility that we might voluntarily suffer. King's fifth principle of nonviolence understands that violence operates on many levels. And so too, nonviolence needs to be holistic. Avoiding physical violence is critical, but only one aspect of living a nonviolent life and having a nonviolent campaign. Internal violence of the spirit, directed at others, verbal, emotional, psychological violence is to be avoided. People are not to be humiliated. And also the violence that we might direct toward ourselves. And so we're to take care of ourselves and engage in good self-care. Sixth and last principle of nonviolence is a statement of faith. To say that the universe has a wide arc, but that it bends towards justice, is to affirm Micah and Jesus. The God who asks of us that we do justice is on the side of justice. And so the universe is on the side of justice. My friend Scott Hutchinson, who is a United Church of Christ minister in Pennsylvania, serving a church at least until he retires later this year, if he ever actually decides to retire, he keeps pushing it off. He and I are developing a circle process to encourage building beloved community. These beloved community circles are a process for small groups to practice the nonviolent principles through engagement in concrete justice work. For example, and these are examples for illustration, a beloved community circle to address bullying in schools. A beloved community circle to reach out to, affirm, and love with kindness gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning youth. We know that gay youth have very high suicide rates, and we know that if there is even one adult who embraces them, gives them a believing mirror, says that you're okay, their chances of suicide dramatically go down. We can have a beloved community circle focused on that type of beloved community, a beloved community circle on healthy relationships and ending gender-based violence. This then moves us from Dr. King's expansive vision to the concrete reality of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, was a Presbyterian pastor. And we need to understand that his TV show was his pulpit. Much of what Fred Rogers preached about in his children's sermons with each episode is also valuable for adults. We are to accept and love people just the way they are. We are to love with kindness. We are to be kind to ourselves and to one another. Loving with kindness is not about being nice. Kindness is interwoven with justice in real, concrete acts of compassion. God asks that we love, and much of Jesus' message is centered on love. Loving God with our whole beings, our whole selves. Loving our neighbors, loving ourselves, loving our enemies, loving one another in our life together in a faith community. Loving the God who is love. God is love. We are from God and we are to love. This love is done with kindness. We don't guilt trip ourselves or others into love. We do this simply and humbly. And this moves us to the third aspect of God's call, walking humbly with God. We could say, since God is love, walking humbly with love. Dorothy Day was a person who was, although raised in the Episcopal Church, became very radicalized in her early 20s, and then moved to the Catholic Church and formed the Catholic Worker in the time of the Depression. And she was a pacifist, and she engaged in a very lonely struggle. There were times when the Archbishop required that she drop the name Catholic from her program. She refused, noting that there were plenty of agencies that called themselves Catholic that the Archbishop had no control over, and she kept going on. She challenged militarism and the people subscribing to the Catholic Worker, which cost one penny in 1933, and it costs one penny today. It never changed. Went from 150,000 to 30,000 in just a matter of a few months. It was a lonely struggle. Now, the Vatican is thinking of making Dorothy Day a saint, but when she was alive, sainthood was not on their mind. Day reminds us that we are to live simply so that others can live, and that we do this little by little in our daily lives, how we live our daily lives. No grand gestures, no grandstanding, simple acts, humble acts, walking with God one step at a time, one day at a time. Do justice, build the beloved community through nonviolent resistance and constructive nonviolence. Love kindness. Bring a childlike, playful spirit to the work of justice, the acts of love, and the practice of kindness. Walk humbly with God, which we do little by little, one step at a time, with gratitude, kindness, love, and humility. Do do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God, a simple mission statement, a lifetime of work, a life-affirming way to live.